Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
In San Guinea, Shantok in San Guinea.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In Irish music, the vocal tradition known as Seannos has been passed down for generations. In fact, the phrase Seannos actually translates to old style. But it's getting an update on a new album from the Irish composer Donacha Dennehy. You're hearing his piece Grá Agus Bás, which translates to love and death. Dennehy also updates Irish poetry, specifically the work of William Butler Yeats, in a song cycle written for the Grammy-winning American soprano Dawn Upshaw. Donacha Dennehy and Dawn Upshaw both join me in the Soundcheck studio. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Donacha, let me start with you, because both of these pieces are rooted in Irish culture, you know, sort of a received Irish tradition of song and of poetry. Are they related?
Well, there are some connections between the two, yeah, in that there are a few Seannos songs lurking in the background of the song cycle for Dawn.
Really?
Yeah, and they influence the first song, He Wishes His Beloved Were Dead, and the third one, the White Birds in particular.
So why did you choose these Yeats poems?
Well, I remembered lots of Yeats from my childhood, but I decided I'd start afresh. So I had the kind of idea that I would use Yeats. And then I just singled in on the ones that were my favorite and resonated the most deeply for me. Yeah.
And Dawn, had you sung Yeats before? I mean, you've sung so many things, including a lot of contemporary music. Here's a poet who lived into the 20th century.
No, I hadn't. And it was wonderful reading a fair amount of Yeats myself in the beginning when you decided on the poet, but you didn't know which songs. And so I said, I better dig in and get to know this poet more. Of course, I had read in school a bit, and so it was a good journey for me too.
And in terms of as Donacha says, there's some of this Seannos melody sort of lurking in the background. Did he make you aware of that when he gave you the songs?
We did speak about it in terms of the first song a little bit, not so much about White Birds, the third song. But of course, the Grá Agus Bás, the other piece, and the recording was the first music I heard of Donacha's. I knew a little bit about where some of these things had come from, and that's what drew me in, actually.
So, right. Yeah. Let's hear a little bit of that piece, The White Birds. So Donacha, you're not quoting traditional tune here, are you?
No, but except. Some of the original patterns that influenced the song were taken from this song called On Clár Bog Dale. And then I just went free completely with it. I mean, with both I went free.
Yeah. So this is the text by W.B. Yeats and performed by Dawn Upshaw and the Crash Ensemble, which was founded by composer Donacha Dennehy. It's a little bit of a song called The White Birds, text by Yeats, music by the Irish composer Donacha Dennehy, and featuring the remarkable American soprano Dawn Upshaw, who has been working with Donacha on this process of creating the song cycle. And I know the two of you, Dawn, have just in the last month done a workshop at Carnegie Hall about how a composer and a performer, you know, can work together. I mean, explain what the workshop was, first of all.
This is the fourth workshop that I've done, a young singer and composer workshop. And there's...
So it's like a master class.
Kind of. I mean, we try to share whatever wisdom we might have to pass on. But it was very interesting to watch the process between composers and singers that didn't know each other at all. And as one of our singers so beautifully put, she said that one of the reasons she's so interested in working with living composers and new music of her own time. She says it's very important to her to find out where do we meet, she said. Where do we meet?
Well, and that's kind of my question to you is, you know, you American soprano working with an Irish composer, you know, this Seanos tradition, however much it's sort of hidden in the melodic mix is in there somewhere. Where did you and Donica meet?
I'm not sure it's always possible to articulate. I think I was drawn to a lot of the detail and colors and the comfort that I hear in his music.
Well, the ensemble that we hear in the recording is the Crash Ensemble, led by Alan Pearson, New Yorker, working with you now, Donica, with the Crash Ensemble. And it's a variable ensemble and a kind of a different group of instruments in this song cycle, That the Night Come is the name of the cycle. Is this the first time you've written for accordion?
Well, the second, actually. I wrote for accordion for an English group called Icebreaker just beforehand. Mm. And I was obliged there because they have an accordionist in the band. And I thought, wow, what a great sound. And I want this color in this song cycle for Dawn. What's interesting about it is it has a kind of a folk provenance, mm-hmm. but also can sound kind of electronic in a way. And I like these timbres that you don't quite know where they are.
Right. Yeah. So when we hear a song like The Old Men Admiring Themselves in the Water, you know, you could have just written this for Dawn's voice and piano. She doesn't need, there's not a whole lot of gilding that needs to be done to this particular lily, but you did decide to... you know, add a number of different textures and colors to this. Why?
I don't know. Why not? I always think when you color a text with any type of sound, you're already adding different meanings to what's already there, or shading it, or giving. And so, I mean, I'm obsessed with kind of sonic color as well. So a lot of it adds to the levels of how you actually perceive the poem as well.
This poem is The Old Men Admiring Themselves in the Water, W.B. Yeats poetry. Again, Donica Dennehy wrote the song as part of his song cycle, That the Night Come, and it was written for Dawn Upshaw, the American soprano. Both of them are with me on soundcheck today. Bit of the song cycle, That the Night Come, poetry by W.B. Yeats, music by the Irish composer Donica Dennehy, played by the Crash Ensemble, conductor Alan Pearson, and the American soprano Dawn Upshaw. Donica wrote the work for Dawn, and they're both with me on soundcheck today. The recording is just out on the Nonesuch label. And is that about as high as you go, Dawn? I mean, it's pretty impressive singing there.
I think these days. Yes,
well, I mean, you know, that is, it's not enough to just know, as a composer, I assume it's not just enough to know the singer from her recordings and stuff. I mean, part of the process is, where's your comfort zone? How far do you like to go out of your comfort zone? And for you, I mean, it seems like much of your career has been about stepping outside of your comfort zone.
It seems to be a habit sometimes, but we talked quite a bit about where I like to stay, where I like to roam in my range for short periods of time, maybe, places that I don't get to go to very much that I'd like to, you know, sit in, you know, maybe a lower part of my range or something. But I also like to try to leave room for surprising myself. So I don't want to set, you know, these rules that can't be broken or something like that.
Right. Well, you were talking before about the workshop the two of you did at Carnegie Hall in April with the four young composers, 10 young singers, and how you know, part of the joy of working with a living composer is you can actually find where do our ideas come together, where do we meet. And I suppose, you know, if you were writing, Donica, a violin concerto, you would expect the violinist to say, you know, well, the violin can't really do this. The instrument is, you know, it's more fluid on the instrument. I mean, you want that kind of give and take with the soloist.
Yeah, well, we clicked instantly when we met, so that was really important. So I haven't had that with many other soloists. You know, sometimes you just write the piece and you give it in, and you know the lowest note in the violin is a G, and you wouldn't make that mistake. You know, but whereas we had, you know, we had quite profound meetings well in advance. She was also in Ireland in May for the first time, the May previous, and we hung out for the entire day listening to music and things like that. And that was kind of great. So it's different when you have a singer because they have to kind of intensely live it. They have to deal with meaning, concrete kind of meaning. And also, I mean, when Dawn mentions her low range there, I actually explored her low range in quite a lot of the songs this time. So you hear that kind of sound.
Now, Dawn was mentioning that the first work of yours she heard was Grog a Spos, which is the other piece on the new recording. Big, I guess, not a song cycle because it's one long song, but it's built up of many different parts, right? Taken from this old Shannos tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that kind of a dangerous thing to do in Ireland, to kind of dip into that tradition as a composer?
Oh, absolutely.
Why would that be?
Well, because on both sides, within the kind of new music world, people would say, well, why would you do something with Irish music? There could be people that could be quite dismissive of it, which is a sort of post-colonial inferiority complex, really, if you want to say. So I was very nervous, actually, when I wrote this piece. I remember kind of shaking at the back, and I knew that I was doing something very risky in doing this piece. But, you know, that's a good feeling, actually. It means you're really doing something. And also from the purists, you know, who you can't mess with the tradition. So, I mean, I do that a lot, actually. I kind of rush in and then realize later what I've done.
Well, this was also written for a specific voice, that of Irlo Linard. Am I saying the name?
Irlo Linard, yeah.
Who came to prominence, actually, with a kind of world music electronic band called the Afrokelt Sound System some years ago.
That's right, yeah.
So very different voice, different, obviously, from Dawn, but also different from what you would expect from this style of old Irish singing, right?
No, he's one of the great exponents of the Shannos tradition. That's why I decided to work with him. In fact, I didn't even really know his work with the Afrokelt Sound System that well. I knew him principally as a Shannos singer.
Ah.
I mean, we got together for about a year and a half before I ever even started, because I was recording him all the time. Then I would memorize the songs. So I took a while building that up. And yeah, it's funny that there is this kind of reluctance to take on the kind of anything from traditional music. I suppose there's been a whole sort of tradition of kind of schlock as well, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what makes people nervous of it too. But
This is quite a different thing here from Donica Dennehy and the recording of Gra Agus Bos, which means love and death, and featuring Irla O'Leonard. This is some music from the new CD of Donica Dennehy's music. Just a little bit of a large work called Gra Agus Bos, Love and Death by the Irish composer Donica Dennehy, featuring the singer Irla O'Leonard and the Crash Ensemble, directed by Alan Pearson. And you were talking before, Donica, about the song cycle for Dawn using the accordion because it can do, among other things, vaguely electronic-sounding stuff. There is genuine electronics in this piece.
There is, yeah. Loopings of Irla's voice and also... Because a lot of the harmony is based on overtones, I create these kind of overtone timbres using.
And the title, Gra Agus Bos, Love and Death?
Yeah.
You're not messing around here.
No, I'm not.
But in a sense, aren't the songs for Dawn kind of, there's sort of big ideas in the poetry of Yeats as well, right?
That's it. I'm a big ideas man now, obviously. Yeah. No kidding around anymore from me.
And Dawn for you, I mean, you know, does that make a song cycle easier to inhabit or, you know, add another layer to the challenge of creating a new piece?
I think that what becomes easier is that Donica has set these texts with great depth and understanding of the complexity of the way that love and death are described. So I don't have to do as much work trying to interpret, you know, because it's so much is in what he's written.
Mm-hmm. And is it, I mean, you've done a lot of dramatic stuff, you know, John Adams' El Nino and the works that Osvaldo Golihoff has written for you, some of which require, you know, really kind of dramatic interpretation. Do you see these as kind of mini dramas, monodramas, this set of songs? Or is a song by nature a different thing?
I think often a song is different. I'm looking forward to performing the piece many, many more times so that I take the journey from the first song to the last. It's very, very rich and even upsetting and, you know, final big, huge piece. I'm interested to know what I might be able to weave through all of them. But I don't think of it as really as one big drama. They're really kind of like flavors of sound, but that are quite different just depending on the poem.
The poetry is by W.B. Yeats. The song cycle is called That the Night Come. Donica Dennehy wrote the songs for Dawn Upshaw. Both of them have been with me on Soundcheck today. The new recording is out on the Nonesuch label, and a little bit of the title track, That the Night Come, is in the background. Donica, Dawn, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
This is Soundcheck.
Her soul.
And Don Upshaw will be performing as part of the Spring for Music series with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra at Carnegie Hall on Friday, the 13th at 7:30 p.m. That'll do it for today's show. On our next program, we hear about Johnny Cash and his controversial 1964 album Bitter Tears, Ballads of the American Indian, and a live performance from jazz vocalist Gretchen Parlato. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program produced by Katie McPherson and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Tiffany Kamhai. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck.